Welcome to the Fair Parenting Podcast, where we cover people's stories, ideas, and the progress towards fair parenting.
Welcome to the podcast. Today is part three of my discussion with Brent Bowlby. What happened to bring about this part three is we recorded the two parts of the previous episodes that have aired, and afterwards, while we were wrapping up, we ended up talking for about another hour. This sometimes happens recording podcasts with guests. Brent and I discussed things, and we decided we wanted to air this extra discussion that we had so-called off air, but we decided we want to put it on air. So here is part three of my discussion with Brent Bowlby.
My UK friends, I used to have an office in London. I actually can't, it's like, what is going on is killing me over there. It's like, are you kidding me? And my last name is Bowlby. My ancestry is, right outside of London. And so it's what's going on over there is like, my God, did we dodge a bullet by not getting Tim Walz and Harris in?
We
barely dodged a bullet. I don't know what's going to happen in the UK, but I don't see how this is going to be very successful for very long.
No, well, no, but at least the main thing for the world is America being free and reforming. Britain, we're too small now to really count in the world. But so if it had to go away of us getting socialism and you going the other way, that's the best option. So hopefully it will change. And even today, Elon Musk, we've got a guy, Nigel Farage, I guess you've probably heard of him.
Of course.
Elon Musk tweeted him today and said, when is the next time the British elections happen? Because there's the story that he's going to invest 100 million in Nigel Farage's political party. And Keir Starmer was going to send over 100 people from England to work for Joe Biden's campaign.
I know. Yeah. Oh, my God. I know. It's like so unfreaking believable what's going on. I mean, the truth of the matter is, everything is so freaking upside down.
Yeah.
I mean, and if it wasn't, for the Tavistock Clinic closing, and if it wasn't for the Cass report, it's like, what in the hell happened? Yeah. I'm 55 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
Why am I dealing with a trans kid?
Yeah.
What the hell happened? Boys can't be girls and girls can't be boys. And what the hell's happened to the world?
Yeah.
Was I sleepwalking through this for the past 7 years? I was, to a certain extent, my kids are being withheld from me for almost six.
Yeah.
So, but today it's like, yes, well, I hope we can roll this back, but because as a world, we can't move forward built on lies.
No.
And it's so, this trans ideology, it is a cult and it is bad. And you're ahead of us. You're ahead of us now. You guys are going the right direction. It seems as though, and we'll find out about this Supreme Court case, but it is not that the states are not. I don't think. Hopefully, we're going to go in the right direction. But you guys are seem to be better than we are right now on the trans issue.
Just on that,
Except for Scotland. Except for what the hell's wrong with Scotland? Why are they all gung ho to trans everybody?
I don't know. And they've got this hate speech law now as well. It's crazy.
It's worse. It's worse than it's worse. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. It's it's a strange, strange time. That's the one glimmer of hope, is the things like the puberty blockers, which we're not allowing here anymore.
Thank God.
Yeah. I just hope that in 5 or 10 years, it's going to be too late for me and you, really, probably. In terms of family law, it maybe things like puberty.
No. We're gonna be. I've already lost it. I see. Yeah. I saw a school picture of my daughter who's a trans boy, and my daughter's on something. Yeah. I could tell. I mean, it's like, You know, I mean, it's just the world. It's just so freaking sad that that even adults and people in school, teachers, are teaching that this is like reality. It's not reality.
Yeah.
You know, it's not real. It's like I want to just affirm reality. Yeah, and you get to a point where it's like, I'm just so tired of it. I'm just so over this. I'm over it.
And what's insidious is it's happening in, it seems to happen across the Western world at once, you know, Britain and America, in Europe, they're all going down. And it's like, how has this simultaneously happened everywhere? As you say, in the last decade or so.
But I don't know.
Yeah. But also there's a pendulum, I've heard people say, and that it swings so far and then it will come back. And that's what I just hope is happening now.
You know what? I hope you're right. Honestly, you know, I mean...
Well, if I'm wrong, well, we're all screwed big time.
We are. I mean, honestly, we all are screwed. So there's this father out of, hang on 1 second. So the father out of California that went to Texas because his son was.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was talking with him. We're pretty decent. We talk every now and then, and you know, I do feel bad. Everything that he's gone through. I mean, they wanted to prosecute him too, and now that's what they're trying to do to me, is to prosecute me here in Minnesota for basically uncovering all of these bad deeds. So that's the only thing this can be, is sort of retaliation.
Yeah,
you know, and it's. So I get it, how they're coming for free speech in the UK and here.
Yeah.
It's here. It's and I hope it dies. I really do. Otherwise, it's Jeff. So, you know, that was Jeff Younger.
Yes. You're speaking with him, are you? That's cool.
Yeah, I am. Oh, yeah. I mean, I speak with everybody.
Yeah.
It's really. So the crazy thing is, this is also why if you ever. Are looking to speak to somebody. Do you know who Buck Angel is?
No. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at me because it's like, I will talk to anybody, just so you know. Okay. Yeah. I was born a preacher's kid. Yeah. So my deal is this. If you support allowing children to live freely, you know, where parents have autonomy over their own kids to raise them according to their own values, morals, ethics, religious background, etc. In other words, leave kids alone to make mistakes that won't cost them a lifetime of guilt, shame, and regret, like all these drugs and surgeries.
Yeah,
you know. So if you're on my side of that issue. I don't care what other side you're on. Yeah. I want you. I also think about, you know, abortion, which I'm against too.
Yes.
I hate to say I'm an absolutist, but because I don't know how I can be a Christian and not be. But I understand there's certain circumstances, life and death of the mother, you know, and rape and incest. And I get that. That's terrible. But my God, I still have a problem with it. You know, but you know, you don't really have that parents. That's what parents are going to need moving forward. Mm. I mean, we've got to be able to take some of this back. You know what? I don't know what's going to happen, honestly. And we've got to move forward. That's all I got to say is because we are losing our kids.
Yeah.
We're losing our kids and we cannot afford to lose them.
No, that's true.
I don't know what's going to happen.
No, we'll see. I mean, I keep going back to Elon Musk. He's had this happen to one of his children. He's bringing Doge to pass. And he certainly knows a lot about lawfare because he's had lawfare against him. And so is Donald Trump. So, I mean, there's hope out there.
But you know what? Honestly, I think that's why this would be a good podcast. I think I'm hoping with people hearing my background, my story, that they go, that's crazy.
Yeah.
My story is so crazy. It's crazy. If I didn't have the receipts to prove it,
yeah.
and I didn't have the recordings to prove it.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. It would be like, oh my God, this doesn't really happen. No, it does.
Yeah.
If you're caught in it, it's hell. It's hell.
Yeah.
But it's so bad.
Yeah.
You know, people don't even want to ever think about it. They don't want to think about it at all. And I don't blame them.
No.
But yet we still got to get through this. So I hope, I pray that, you know, guys and even women will hear this. And then if they got questions or issues, they can come talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, you too. And, you know, I'm happy to be a resource. If you, you know, I tend to seek out people who we've got something in common. And then, you know, for example, I have quite a number of detransitioners.
Yeah.
Because they bring me hope. And they're cool. They're cool. I'm 55. They're like my kids. They're like 25 years old.
Yeah.
And these are the girls that, you know, got their breasts removed at 16 or 18.
Yeah.
And completely destroyed their bodies.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. And, you know, and all I can do is show them grace and hope that my daughter comes back, yeah, you know, from this death cult.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed that my ex allowed it.
Yeah.
Because this is crazy. It's insanity. I feel like we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah. I got to be honest with you. And yeah, I'm not trying to be religious.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, if you went back 20 years and told people this is what would be happening now, they just wouldn't even believe it. So we've gone off in a very strange tangent as a Western society world. I mean, you've even got Putin coming out. He's listed 30 countries and he says if you don't like the values in your Western countries anymore, come to Russia.
I know that. I know. I tweeted that out. You're so right. I thought it was hysterical.
I'm in a situation where I've got a prison sentence waiting for me in England. They've taken my house, which is my child's house and my family's inheritance.
Oh,
and so I've got nothing left in, they've taken my bank accounts. And I said to this started a year ago, and I said to them, you're making me not want to come back. Because the parents mediated an agreement to return, and I was basically after some safeguards for me and my child. And we mediated that a year ago. And then in January, the other party pulled out. She didn't want that anymore. And she wanted me jailed and homeless instead. And the courts enabled her to do that. So for that, we could have gone back a year ago, but she doesn't want that. The parenting for her is third on the list after jailing me and making me homeless. If you just sign the agreement we spent months mediating, we'll come back. But she frightens me so much that I, without an agreement, and I keep saying to the court, I just need you guys to write what the parents agreed, because it protects me and my child enough that I'll feel safe to come back. But they don't want it. So I don't feel I can ever go back to the UK. And my abuser has taken everything now. So I don't, what she's asking for now is she wants to bring a case here. And she wanted about 20,000, 10 to 20,000 pounds. This is what she asked for in court last week. And so I said, well, don't take the house. That's my child's house. That's our child's house. I'll give you the money. It will be quick. If you take the house, you're going to have to, it's got a tenant in. You're going to have to evict the tenant and sell the house. It could take you a year. You know, I'll give you the money quicker than that. I'll work overtime, give it to you. I'll give you half today. It's much quicker and better. No, she wants the house.
Oh, geez.
She wants me homeless. So that harming her own child. So that's what the court said. Yes, fine, do that. So what we may end up with is she comes here and loses, and then me and my child are here until my child gets to 16. That's fine, because I'll have protected my child at that stage and she'll be an adult, and that's fine. It's not as good as us signing the agreement, the parents, and then going back and having a peaceful time, but she won't do it.
She's just like mine. She's a cluster B personality type person. She totally is.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Really,
I mean, I could direct you to my friend's website that's got stuff about her psychiatric report and psychology.
No, I know. No, believe me.
Yes.
She has zero empathy. My ex has zero empathy.
Yeah,
I was with her for 13 years. I did not know when I broke up with her that she was married previous to me.
Mm.
She's 7 years younger than me. There's something psychotic about that.
Yes.
I found out that she had a two-year cosmetology degree where she can she can cut hair or whatever. She was a stay-at-home mom. She tried telling me she didn't really, you know, she didn't go to college or what have you.
Yeah.
I found out that she lived in two different states before me.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that she has an elevated anger to Gale.
Yes.
She's been also diagnosed as a sex addict.
Okay.
She also is diagnosed as she doesn't view me as family.
Yeah.
The other thing is, and they are afraid. It actually says in her psychiatric report, the guy who did this for 40 years, his name is Dr. Albert. He actually wrote in her report, he is concerned that if any of my three children, my 16-year-old reminds, is very similar to me in a lot of ways,
yeah.
or very similar, he wrote in there, if any child reminds my ex, Kelly, of the children, she might
right.
take her anger and aggression out on that child. And so my concern is for the safety of the children.
Yeah.
That was written in her report. Mine has nothing at all like that.
Mm, yes.
And by the way, that report cost me $20,000.
Mm.
And actually it was more than that. It's like 40,000. Mm. It went over 22 hours and then hers went, I think 19 hours. And so,
I had a similar one. So my question to you is the same one some people are.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that not weigh in the outcome? Was it the CPS that just binned it?
I'm going to tell
this
you.
This is what we should be recording this, but anyways.
This is crazy.
Sorry, it's still going.
Okay, that's fine. No. And if you want to put this together, that's fine. This is crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
Why if mine came out so well, why am I in the situation I'm in? I think is the question. And there's a couple of reasons. First of all, you do have initially the court is going to assign a custody evaluator.
Mm.
And what I have found out is her name is Barbara Luter.
Mm-hmm.
And now she was assigned to do a pre-investigation prior to the August 7th, 2019 court trial that was supposed to be a custody trial that we later stipulated that instead of a trial that we're going to hire a parental consultant. But prior to that, we did hire this custody evaluator. What I found out after the custody evaluator was very lazy. Her report was completely one-sided. It was completely against me.
Mm.
And yet I'm the one who is actually the better parent.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm saying that as obviously a self-serving statement, but you know, I was working at a decently paying job. I had a stable place to stay where my children could stay. And yet what I found out later is my ex's, and this is where it all started, was her lawyer, was behind most of this. And her lawyer is a very high paid lawyer. And the lawyer was also on the Minnesota Board of Discipline for attorneys and lawyers. And so she was on this board for 12 years, and four of those years she was a co-chair. So she basically sat over all of her colleagues who are attorneys or lawyers and on the disciplinary board.
Yeah.
So she knew every trick in the freaking book.
Yeah.
And so she is my ex's attorney, and she is, she's terrible. And so that lawyer
in the ship.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And so that lawyer hires the custody evaluator.
Yeah.
The custody evaluator recommends my ex.
Yeah.
Because my ex got the jump on me and hired that crazy woman lawyer.
Yeah.
Who I just mentioned, who then recommended the first parental consultant.
Yeah.
Who then quit. I mean, it's like
it's
literally
it's mine. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Literally, I have a picture where I'm in, because I'm in software and I'm in, you know, technology, I actually took out post-it notes and more or less did a, you know, an agile, like,
I'm in software chart. Too, so I know.
Yeah, right. So basically I post-it notes and I completely did a timeline.
Yeah.
And it was like a Kanban. It was like, oh my God. It's like, and I took pictures of it. I'm like, this is crazy. Everything was connected.
Yeah.
And it was really the high price lawyer and my ex was spending all this money.
Yeah.
And then she was lying to everybody to get them to empathize with her. And to, she just manipulated everybody, including, you know, having all three children admit to CPS that they were suicidal. And then, they would immediately open up an investigation, and then that was their entry into basically withholding the children from me without going to court, which I always had a parental consultant and a therapist who's overseeing the reunification. So technically CPS couldn't even get themselves involved in my case because my case was being well managed by court stipulation. So they broke the law there. So CPS has destroyed my life. I later find out that my daughter has been transed, and the CPS agent that's been going after me is a woman who is married to another woman. I mean, I can't make this up. So she thinks that I'm this homophobe, transphobe, whatever phobe. And ideological, like, wokeism is like gone crazy. So obviously I must be a bad guy if I don't affirm at that time an 11-year-old who was being pursued by another girl, i.e. my daughter being a victim, and this social worker wanting to indoctrinate my kid. And I have her on recording trying to do so by hiring third parties to take her. I mean, it's just, it's sick. My child was trafficked by CPS, essentially. And and so that's why a lot of this is them trying to shut me down by keeping me in a constant state of lawfare. And I was just sort of the dad that just never quit. Never quit. And every time I had never quit, they'd have to up the ante. Now, after 5 years of not quitting and going public with everything and naming names, now they want to put me in jail for 5 years.
Yes, yes.
To shut me up. And it's like, no, screw you. I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to reveal the names I already have and let them deal with it.
Yeah.
It's corruption. It's corruption.
It is corrupt. Yeah. God, our stories are pretty similar.
Most of the time it's a cluster B personality type.
Yeah.
And they're just a very difficult type of personality to deal with. And that's what I've been dealing with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what, how can you possibly believe her?
Yeah.
But other people do,
yeah.
Which is why it's important to have these conversations, because I think there's a lot of guys who are, you know, find it difficult to sort of explain kind of what they've been through.
Yeah.
And yet they just need to understand there are other guys that, yeah, unfortunately have been there, have done that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's sort of where I'm at today. But in the case of Minnesota, I'm a pain in the butt. They would just rather have me go away, but I'm not going to leave my kids. Well, I don't have a court order that says I can't see them, talk to them.
Yeah.
Know everything about them, be a father in their life. And it's never been enforced.
Yeah.
So, honestly, now I think what's happening is they want to jail me because they know I'm going to sue financially.
Mm.
And they settled a $30 million lawsuit, that judge. But I was in court and they got rid of every single one of them. So now I'm starting fresh. I'm starting fresh over with everybody new. So at least that will be good. People won't be prejudiced against me. And hopefully I'll get somewhere because I certainly haven't gotten anywhere in the last 5 years. It would be really freaking ironic to be withheld from my kids for 5 years and then jailed for 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be, I mean, it's like, sure, you can whip me, and that's not going to kill me. So you might as well throw me in jail and whip me, because neither one is going to kill me. It's going to suck, though. You know, it's like, I don't even, it's like, what the hell? You know, but nobody can understand it. People are like, no, you must have done something bad. And I'm like, no, not really. I released a podcast.
That's because we're all, that's because we're all lied to, you know, about what
right.
way our countries operate as kids. You know, we're like, oh, it's fair and just. No.
Oh, my God. No. Yeah, that is, I do appreciate that, because you know what? I believe the same thing. Growing up, I'm having to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
You know,
we're one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and justice for fucking all. We're going to have justice, man. And you know what? You know, because we're in, and we're fashioned after the English system there. So, I mean, one thing we could always count on was we could go and get justice. But it, unfortunately, in the family court, there isn't justice. There's just personality. And with that, you get that you get those narcissistic judges that just don't care, and they're lazy, and they're friends, by the way, with the lawyers. So, you know, it's personality driven, like I've never seen before in my life. I could never understand why all the judges would be like faint over, you know, fawn over my ex's lawyer. And I found out later, it's like, oh, well, because she sat above, I mean, all lawyers or all judges were lawyers once. And so for 12 years, she sat over them in disciplinary hearings. And believe me, all I have to do to write is I could just send the board, Minnesota Board of Licensing for lawyers, a complaint. And they have to look into it if it rises to the level of investigation. So, you know, if I mean, she was on there for 12 years, what's the chance of, you know, some judges, like, you know, escaping by the skin of their teeth on a complaint charge and having my, you know, I can just imagine. That's why they basically just roll over and treat her like she's like. Amazing, because I'm like, she's not that smart. I take that back. She's smart, obviously, but it's like not smart enough to be like fawning over. And then I find out that she then I find out that she was, you know, co-chair for 4 years of this board. And I'm like, oh, now I get it. You know, I mean, they probably all owe her something. You know. I mean, it's so freaking corrupt. You know, and that's really why I think that, you know, without an overhaul of our system, we're doomed. I think that they really ought to, allow you to record, or they ought to make a recording of a video of your session in court available to you at no charge, or download a video. And they just don't, you know, and to get a transcript is very hard. And the other thing I'll tell you is that on my case in particular, they also doctored some paperwork, including my psychiatric evaluation, and they did it twice, and I was able to prove it twice, and then they messed up on my court order, and literally said that I suffer from paranoia. However, my in-depth psychiatric evaluation says I suffer from no mental illness whatsoever, except for being neurodivergent, ADHD, ASD. But I have my psychologist on a recording stating that not only did I say you aren't paranoid, I said on page 23, I tested you for paranoia. And on paragraph 4, it says that you did not meet any criteria for paranoia, and that was merely your ex suggesting to try to steer me in a direction where you're not. And I'm going, well, holy crap, what, how does this stuff happen? And so, you know, once it's written down on paper, then anybody in the future will read it and go, well, the reason why Brent is so crazy is because he's paranoid. Well, no, he's not. And he's already told, and the court refuses to correct the record. So what I do is I take, so I have a, literally, I have a transcript of that court hearing. And I give it to, when I file papers, I file the actual court transcript that doesn't say anything doesn't say anything about paranoia. But the court order that the judge signed does. And I petitioned the judge to basically change the language because I'm not paranoid, and the judge signed it anyway. Why would a judge do that, knowing full well? Anyway, she was the judge that was fired, brought back, and then she was essentially disqualified from my case again. So, you know, I guess the good news is I'm starting over, and hopefully I won't spend 5 years in jail, but you never know.
Well, it is a lottery, the judge, so hopefully you'll get a good one.
Yeah. So anyway, mine's January 15th. What's yours? Are you going to
I don't have another one now, as far as I know. Yeah. They are going to sell my house and give her some money, and she's going to come out here. I said to her, this is ridiculous. I said, I'll give you the money, but she wants me homeless more.
She wants the money.
But I offered her the money, and she wants the money, but she wants it through taking my house,
I know this is the same with my ex. That's why I said your ex is a cluster B personality type. He shows no empathy towards you whatsoever. None. Zippo. It's like my ex's psychologist says that she doesn't view me as family. Well, that's really odd. We have three kids together. Most people would consider that family.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they just don't think normally. And my ex, I have no idea. I don't know why she lies so bad every single time. Is worse than the next, right? And yet the same county's like, okay, well, we're just going to take her for her word, because I would never do this to her, and you would never do the same thing to your ex either. You just want to get on with your freaking life.
Yeah.
And yet we can't. I mean, honestly, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
I hear you. My ex told me literally on recording, I have something. What'd she say? She told me back in 2018, after I gave my kids a wonderful Christmas, she told me that it makes her want to puke that I am, you know, quote unquote, pretending to be father of the year. And I was like starting to laugh. I'm like, I don't have to pretend. I was just joking around. I'm like, and I yelled to my daughter, hey, Lily, who's father of the year? And she yells, you are. And so and I said, well, there you have it.
I hate
So I guess the kids think I am father of the year. And I was just kidding around and joking. And then my ex basically goes, I have something planned for you. Just wait. You know, 2 weeks later, an HRO, you know, I mean, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how horrible. I mean, who would do that?
No. It's just so familiar. It's so frightening as well. Why who would even think like that? When your child has praised you and they see that as reason to attack you, you know.
Exactly. Oh my God. You know what? During one of the very last drop offs, my ex actually grabbed the steering wheel of just before I moved out to Ohio. My ex grabbed the steering wheel of our convertible and at highway speeds.
Yeah.
And we got great big ditches and pitch black. She grabbed the wheel and we went flying into the ditch.
Oh my God.
She's attacked me and put me in the hospital.
Yeah.
She's 105 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
And I'm like a much bigger guy, 6'3".
Yeah.
You know, I'm in great shape. And I could pick her up with one arm and literally like throw her over my shoulder.
Yeah.
But I just sort of like cover my face and let her go at it.
Yeah.
But she has acknowledged under oath that she's been very violent. And I mean, 2 years ago has got a DUI that was twice the legal limit without implied consent. I mean, she's just been like, and I just don't understand. I just don't freaking understand.
Yeah.
And the only thing that it boils down to is money. It just boils down to money.
They see what they want to see.
I was told off the record that they're getting $156,000 per child.
Yeah.
That's three children.
Yeah.
One department. That's insanity.
Yeah.
No wonder they have the incentive. CPS has an incentive to investigate your family.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're investigating your family, boom, they automatically are going to get on money. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like it's so insidious and so insane.
Yeah.
And no police officer is going to walk into a mother's house, grab the kids, and give them to the father.
No,
they just won't do that. They will not do that.
Yeah.
So fathers have no rights or almost no rights in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And everywhere else. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope things are changing. Yeah. No, I mean, I get it completely. It is, I mean, it's a nightmare. I'm facing it badly, but, thank you so much for this. This has been really eye-opening and fun. And, I mean, fun in the sense that I can talk to somebody that understands exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah.
You know, it's great that, I mean, to have that person you can talk to. I mean, there's nothing that we haven't gone through. That's almost like identical. So thank you so much for the time. And, anytime you want to talk, let me know. I'm available always to you, and right. You know, keep me up to date. And I would love to, you know, after January 15th, you know, we'll find out what happens. You know, and but thank you. I really appreciate this time you took with me.
Yeah, no, same here.
So thank you so much, and then I'll keep you up to date on what's going on and checking with you from time to time. And this was great. Let me know if there's anything else you need.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, thanks so much. Cheers, Brent. I really enjoyed it.
Cheers.
Take care.
Oh, same here. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Please join us next time.